The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. The reality of God and His awesome attributes is what we're talking about. And perhaps no attribute stands out any more strongly than the holiness of God, especially in contrast with His fallen creation, man. Isaiah says some things about the holiness of God. Isaiah 57, verse 15 reads, Isaiah 57:15, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite one." Isaiah in chapter 6 experienced his call to the prophetic office. Here in the vision in the temple he has of God and the seraphim and the angels praising God. And in verse 3, "And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." So God is holy. If anything at all stands out about God, and many and wonderful things do, this matter of holiness stands out. God is holy. And in contrast with that, man is sinful. And thus Isaiah says in verse 5, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." God is holy. The 111th Psalm, verse 9, says, "Holy and reverent is the name of God." And the next verse says that we should fear God and keep his commandments. This holiness brings a sense of awe and respect and reverence in our heart that demands that we fear him and keep his commandments. And thus, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 in the New Testament, the Apostle Peter quotes from the Old Testament. He says, "Be thou holy, for I am holy," as he speaks of God here. And he says, "It is written." And thus how it is written and stands and is to be put into practice. Yes, God is holiness. And in contrast with his sinful creation, what an awesome contrast this makes. And in reference to that, in his holiness, we're made to realize God's wrath and his anger. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, we're told in verse 28 and 29, "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." So our God is a consuming fire. We see God's wrath. We are made to realize, because God is holy and we are not, that there will be a day of judgment come. We're made to realize that we should respond to this God of holiness in obedience to him. As we referred a moment ago to the 111th Psalm, I go there now and read it in particular, verse 9 and 10. "He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." Yes, we see the side of God in reference to his holiness, in reference to his wrathful nature against sin. And we see that God is holy, and this should command and commend us to reverend his name. Holy and reverend his name. And this should make us fear God. And it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." And thus, as the writer said in Hebrews, that we are to serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. So God is holy, and because of that, he has a holy disdain and wrathful nature towards sin. Let's never forget that, because that has a great bearing upon how we live and respond to him. This is another of the great attributes of God. This is our truth for today. Thank you for listening.